We've got the State of the Union address coming up. What can we expect on message from the president?
Well, Brian, the president's going to speak to the thing that I think is on the minds of people all across the state of Wisconsin and the country, and that is our economy in the short term, but as important, our economy in the long term. And he's going to talk about how we win the future for ourselves and our children, about how we build the kind of economy that continues to create opportunity, that continues to reward hard work, and allows good ideas to flourish and dreams to be realized. And there are specific things that we need to do that, and the president's going to address that tonight.
Part of the speculation behind that is cutting spending, and if that being the case, critics would probably cite that that's actually a change of course from some of the policies that were enacted in the first 2 years, healthcare reform, federal stimulus and whatnot. One reason they see is an opening, a weakness in Obama's policy.
Well, there's no doubt that there is a transition going on between the policies that we needed to stabilize the economy and the policies that we need to grow the economy and win the future. In the first couple of years, we had to stave off the most severe recession since the Great Depression, and that required a great deal of emergency spending, and that spending made a big difference in terms of turning what was a gallivanting recession and loss of jobs to a place where we're now gaining jobs and the economy is growing again and the stock market is up and the corporations are profitable again. But we still have work to do in terms of really laying the foundation for robust growth in the future. And the president's going to talk about that tonight. Yes, we're going to have to cut spending, and he's going to lay out aggressive goals for doing that. But in doing that, we also have to set priorities, just as families and businesses do, and decide what are the things that we absolutely need to promote economic growth and in the future. Well, one of them is innovation and investment in innovation. We have become the envy of the world in part because we've unleashed the great genius, the ingenuity in industry, the American people. We've been a leader on innovation, and that's why companies like Apple and Google and Facebook have taken root here. We have to continue to do that. We have to. One place we want to do that is in the energy realm. That's a growth area of the future. So we need to invest in the kind of research and development that will unleash another burst of innovation in this country. We have to educate our kids and make sure we have the best educated kids in the world. That's not true today, and it's very clear that the countries that out-educate us will out-compete us in the future. We can't allow that, so he's going to outline an aggressive strategy for upping our game when it comes to education. We've got to outbuild our competitors. We once had the most advanced infrastructure in the world. The interstate highway system was an example that the President Eisenhower built. Now the conveyances we have to worry about are things like high-speed rail and internet connections to the far reaches of our country, so that wherever you live, you can compete globally with your small business or large business. That's part of it. And, yes, disciplining spending and acting responsibly here in Washington is going to be a part of that, and he has some aggressive goals there. And then finally, reforming this government. We have a 20th century government and 21st century challenges, and we have to be leaner and smarter and more deft in dealing with the challenges we face.
David, let me follow up with you on that. Regarding that, all of these investments and whatnot, education, as well as, you know, some of the economic policies, those don't bear fruit until, you know, a few years down the line, and we've got an electorate that's essentially impatient. How do you overcome those challenges of trying to convince people that spending the money now or some of these policies will pay off in the long run, but it takes a certain level of patience in the meantime? We've only got 2 years to the next election.
Well, first of all, I think the American people deserve some credit. I think they're smart, sensible, and understand that we are in a competition, not between neighboring towns or neighboring states, but we're in a competition with companies all over the world for the jobs and industries of the future, and we need to be girded for that competition. In terms of the short term, one of the reasons the president worked so hard with Republicans and Democrats in December to pass the aggressive package of tax cuts he did was to help accelerate our economic growth and economic recovery. And now everybody in the state of Wisconsin is seeing larger paychecks as a result of the payroll tax cut and some of the other steps that were taken in December. Businesses across the state can write off their investments 100% this year. That should spur investment and growth in manufacturing. So we've taken some steps, and we'll continue to do things to spur the economy in the short run. And we're beginning to see the impact of that. But if we do that to the exclusion of the things we know we have to do in the long term, we have to do both. We can't do one. If we do it to the exclusion, we're going to find ourselves behind the eight ball again in very short order. So we have to look to the future here. We owe it to ourselves and our kids to do that.